We are more than 5 months past November's election results, some of which surprised a lot of observers. That was especially the case with the presidential race, where Donald Trump handily won the Electoral College while losing the popular vote to Hillary Clinton. The surprise was related to the fact that most pollsters were preparing us for a very different outcome. How did so many get it so wrong? Tonight at ASU's Cronkite School, a panel will gather for an event called Political Polls, What Went Wrong? One of the panelists is Morrison Institute Director Tom Riley, who is with us. Tom, how were the polls so inaccurate?
First of all, is that the national polls actually weren't so far off. That wasn't the case on state-by-state polling. Even though the national polls had Hillary Clinton ahead, but was within the margin of error that if you look at, she actually won the popular vote, but it didn't weigh in the issue of the electoral vote.
If we think about a couple of the issues, and I don't mean issues that people vote on, but issues that pollsters were running into.
Everybody's looking into what went wrong. So I think that they're still doing this analysis, so it's still evolving. But one is, I think there's a general consensus that we had two very challenging candidates. And overall, there are two major challenges when you deal with pollsters and polling. One is that some respondents didn't know who they're going to vote for until the very end. The second issue is that some people didn't want to tell pollsters who they actually wanting to vote for, which is really termed, you know, non-response bias. And that's basically occurs when you have a certain kinds of people who systematically do not want to respond to surveys, even though there's equal opportunity outreach to that part of the electorate. And some of the research seems to indicate that lesser educated individuals in particular are really of a challenge for pollsters. And what happened, particularly in the state-by-state polls, is that they were way off, particularly in the Midwest. Not by huge amounts, because some of these states and some of the counties, were decided by a relatively small amount of individuals. But this notion that perhaps a lot of individuals didn't know to the end. And, you know, at the national level, things were changing on a daily basis. New information was coming out there, explosive information, which I think really made polling very challenging.
Well, let's come down to the Arizona local level. You at Morrison, along with AZ Central, did a lot of polling extensively, and most of it, at least when we talk about issues here, were on target. Though it was statewide, Maricopa County had Sheriff Joe Arpaio losing to Paul Penzone. Also, as far as the propositions were concerned, it seemed that Morrison was on target with that, too. So how did you do it, Tom? How did it come out different?
Well, I think that's good. We did two polling. We did one in August, mid-August, and one in mid-October, a couple weeks before the election. What we found, it wasn't easy to predict on a partisan level, and a lot of things accounted for that. As I mentioned before, there's two very challenging candidates who had extraordinarily high unapproval ratings. Mm-hmm. But even in October polling, 2 weeks out, we had 20% of those who were polled indicated that they didn't know who they're going to vote for. So, you know, if you looked at traditionally how to view Arizona, you'd look at it in a partisan lens about, you know, voter registration, et cetera. And that didn't play out very clearly. And one other factor I think that we need to look more into, the independent voter.
Absolutely.
They don't play by a partisan book. That, you know, they many of them vote on issues, and to simply dismiss them as leaners or embarrassed partisans, I think does a disservice. And what some of the polling about independents is that they don't want to be party affiliated, but there are concerns about issues of corruption, there are concerns about the establishment, and a lot of stuff that would happen in the last waning days of the presidential election really played in that and resonated with a lot of independent voters.
Well, and also we know that President Obama won independents in 08 and 12, and then Trump won independent voters in 16. So obviously they're impactful.
They are. And I think that I'm still amazed, you know, just the mainstream media as well as political pollsters who just either ignore this group of individuals that now make up almost 40% of the electorate or dismiss them as leaners. And clearly they're changing their dynamics. And the lens that we used to look for in partisan and who had voter registration isn't playing out when you have a large percentage of individuals who are independents, and they're all over the place.
Do you think that anything that happened in 2016 will make us less reliant on polls, or will we be more demanding of polls, saying, all right, okay, did you really look at these things?
Well, I'd hope that voters really take the time to actually look at how polls are done, because they're not all done the same way. And there are some very bad polling techniques and some very bad polls out there. So I would hope that when polls are published, that they go to the source and that they have a chance to actually look at how the polling's done. Not only the questions to see if they're objective and they're mutually exclusive and if they're not push polls, mm-hmm. but also is that how was the sample done? You know, is the sample random? Is it representative? Did they look at just registered voters that perhaps have more likelihood of voting? Or did they look at just all residents? Did they use an account for cell phones versus landlines, given that so many people don't even have landlines now? And then in places like Arizona, you'd want to look at, do they have the capability of doing them in Spanish in order to capture the Spanish voting? And then on the issue of the analysis is that, did they weigh it appropriately? So, you know, if they looked at registered voters, was age, gender, ethnicity, income weighed to the actual voting population? Because we know when we take polling, certain groups answer more than others. And so you can have over sampling of one group, but it needs to be weighed appropriately to the actual voting population. If this information is not readily available mm-hmm. when you look at the poll, then, you know, you should view it with some suspicion.
Tom Riley is director of the Morrison Institute. He'll be part of a panel tonight at ASU's Cronkite School called Political Polls: What Went Wrong?